It is 2:41 now on WDTOP, and the 95th Annual Academy Awards has announced its nominees for this year, and it's the quirky sci-fi hit Everything Everywhere All at Once that's getting the most Oscar love.
Joining us live, WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, who last year correctly predicted Coda to win when nobody else was doing it. Jay Frey, you continue to amaze us. How you doing?
Yeah, right. We did get Coda, and all the you know, buzz got stolen by the Will Smith slap, but WTOP was on it. We had Coda.
So listen, let's start with the acting races. Best actor, best actress, what do you have?
Yeah, I think Best Actor is stacked this year. It's going to be so cool to watch. They're all first-time nominees, all five this year. But I really think it comes down to like three actual contenders. We got Austin Butler, who became Elvis. I think he still is Elvis in his interviews now. He never stopped playing. Brendan Fraser was so good in The Whale. That's sort of his, you know, comeback role there. And then, of course, Colin Farrell for Banshees of Inisherin. A lot of people room for him. I guess I'll go with Butler because maybe Lisa Marie Presley dying might, you know, tip the scales. As far as Best Actress, I was really sad to see no Viola Davis for The Woman King. She was awesome. Or Danielle Deadwyler for Till. You know, two of the year's most powerful performances by strong black women, and both got, you know, snubbed. But I think it's going to come down to Cate Blanchett, who was an amazing in Tar as the conductor, and or Michelle Yeoh for Everything Everywhere All at Once. If she wins there, you know, that's the clue of how the night's going to go.
Well, you mentioned a couple of snubs. Any other ones that bother you?
What bothered me the most was, you know, we had 2 years in a row of women winning, you know, best director, and there were no women nominated for director this year, which is crazy in a year of The Woman King, She Said, Women Talking, and After Sun. It was an indie movie, but I thought Charlotte Wells, you know, was one of the best directed movies of the year. So that bugged me to see. But, you know, the nominees are all great, but I would like to see at least one woman in there.
So, Jay Frey, do we have a robust best picture race going on?
It's actually, now that ever since the years back they expanded it to 10, we're able to fit a few of the mainstream blockbusters in. We have, you know, sequels like Avatar, The Way of the Water, which is making so many billions around the world, and Top Gun Maverick, which is the big favorite from over the spring, summertime. I don't think, the Oscars don't tend to reward sequels unless it's like Godfather 2 or Lord of the Rings 3. I think it's the only time it happened. So I think that it's really going to be a battle between what you mentioned, Everything Everywhere All at Once, which was an indie movie that a lot of people did go to see, and then The Fabelmans, which is the Steven Spielberg sort of, you know, his most personal movie about, you know, his upbringing and falling in love with movies and his, you know, family's divorce and all of that. I think it's going to be interesting to see whether, you know, the Academy decides to go in like a bonkers direction like Everything Everywhere, and I don't know if a co-director, it's directed by two people, the Daniels, they call themselves. I don't know if a co-director's ever done it before, so that's a hurdle to overcome, or whether they'll go the traditional route, which is sort of the Spielberg route, which it's funny, he's become art house cinema, even though he's the one that invented the blockbuster with Jaws. So he's sort of become everything that, you know, he despised, or whatever the analogy is. But we'll see how it goes. It's going to be Everything Everywhere or The Fabelmans. I think it's going to be one of those two.
All right, looking forward to it. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Jason Fraley, WDTOP film critic and entertainment editor.